Triple Crown Discipleship. Like I said, I've been reading a book called Triple Crown Leadership. It doesn't have a thing to do with the Bible, Jesus, nothing at all. It's all about business and different corporations and their successes and their failures. And there's a common thread that the authors found that ran through incredible businesses, both large and small. And it's called Triple Crown Leadership. And that was the basis of the book. As I'm reading that book, they surveyed 60 different, I think 60 different companies, spent time with them about 4 or 5 years researching, went all over the world to do this. But as I'm sitting there in my office, the thought hit me, I don't need to survey and question 60 different faiths or religions to find the true one. Okay? I've got him. I've got him. I've got him right there. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. God had one son. His name is Jesus. Okay? But I thought to myself, you know, I've got the leader. My problem's not with my leader. The problem is with me, the follower. I'm the one that needs to do better. I can be a better follower of Christ, a better disciple. So I thought, as I'm reading this book, I came up with this little title, Triple Crown Discipleship. Okay? And the book was built on three premises. And so this little series is also built on three thoughts. Okay? Three crowns. The first crown that Jesus wore was the crown of humanity. We're going to look at that in just a moment. Today, we're going to look at the crown of humility. Say that with me. The crown of... The first crown was the crown of flesh. The crown of humility is the crown of thorns. Say the crown of thorns with me. The crown of thorns. If you're going to be a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, we need to see what our leader shows us. He shows us humility. He shows us ethics. He shows us character. He shows us that he played by the rules. And a lot of times, it hurt him. Okay? So we're going to look at that today. That's our thought. So let's go, Raj, with the message in the series Triple Crown Discipleship. The crown of humility, the crown of thorns. Are y'all ready to go? Say. Now, this ain't a sleeping message. I'm going to tell you right now. It might have sounded like it. We're not reading a book. This is come on, here we go. Come on. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I am running, say it with me, the what? Race of my life. I'm running the race of my life. I'm a follower of Jesus. This is incredible. He, Jesus, is worthy of my best effort and my deepest aspiration. I shouldn't run this race half-heartedly. We try to get our boys who play football. I help with the coach football on Friday nights. I try to give it all, man. Give it all. Why leave it on the side? Leave it on the field, baby. Give it all out there. You hear me? Yes or no? That's what I scream like that. You were out there the other night. Did you hear me? Good. Amen. It's more important, football or Jesus? Football or running the race of my life? The race of my life, man. That's what I'm talking about. And here's the cool thing. Football, now the coaches, we're flawed. Sometimes we have to take responsibility for their loss or their mistakes they're making on the field. Here's the cool thing. He's not flawed. He's the ultimate leader. He is someone I can follow. Wow. I can have absolute confidence knowing that when I'm following Jesus, I'm following what? Perfection. You mean you think Jesus is perfect? Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And if I pursue perfection, I can catch excellence. Who said that? Vince Lombardi. I added the Jesus part. If I pursue perfection, which is Jesus Christ, I can catch what? And that's what I want to be as a follower of Christ. I want to be excellent. I want to be an excellent follower of Christ. Why should I want to be a mediocre follower of Christ? Say. Well, I just want to be a poor follower of Jesus. Amen? Say, I want to be a half-hearted follower of Jesus. When it's the race of my life, I'm going to see Him face to face. When His amazing grace calls me home, then I'd like to live to love You. Amen?
to live to give you praise. Amen? Come on. It's a race of my life. Triple crown discipleship. That's what we're talking about. Now, follow me now, if you don't mind. Don't let me lose you. Jesus was made what? Human for humans. We talked about that. Jesus' mission was all about people. People. And I think some people look at me funny sometimes when I say we love Jesus, we love people. I think they think church should be more than that. No, it doesn't need to be more than that. If we love Jesus and we love people, we're spot on. Are you hearing me? I have people ask me, do you have this and do you have this at your church and are y'all doing this? And so often, the thing they're asking me, they seem to put more importance on that sometimes than following the Lord and loving people. Well, no, that's our main agenda right here. Amen? Come on. Now, that's why He came for humans. That's why He wore, we talked about last week, the crown of humanity. He wore the crown of flesh. That's why Jesus came for us. He was born human for us. The number one thing, now this might catch you by surprise. I want you to hear me out this morning. The number one thing, say number one. One more time. Number one thing about being a disciple or a follower of Jesus Christ is to know this. Watch it. It's all about loving and reaching people. Well, no, I thought it was about this and about this. We're going to talk a little bit about that just for a second or two here in a minute. But it's all about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Follow me and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. So it's all about loving and reaching people. Being a disciple of Christ. Jesus said unto them, Mark 1, come after me and I'll make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and they followed Him. Matthew 28, when Jesus is ascending, He's saying, Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. One of the last things He said is, go and reach all people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Go and teach people and baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8, right before He ascended in Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power, Jesus speaking, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Say this part with me. And you shall be unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the... Does that include Inglewood? Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay? Now this is Gary talking. Some other pastors, preachers might say something different. This is my personal feeling. I believe it's based on Scripture in the life of Jesus. I'm personally convinced that I am a disciple or follower of Jesus Christ for one main purpose. And here it is. To love and reach people for Jesus Christ. Period. 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 Now, if you hadn't been doing what I've been doing for years, I've heard a lot of reasons people talk about being a disciple. I've even been criticized. Been criticized. We've been criticized. Oh, you reach people for Jesus, but are you making them disciples? As if reaching people for Jesus is not the main reason. Is that the main thing? Say, sure it is. Okay? Why do we reach people? Because if we don't, they're going to hell. Got it? Yes or no? And then we want to teach these people to be able to reach other people. Yes or no? That's the end of the story. That's what I believe. Keep looking. A lot of people say discipleship, my love for God. Listen, knowing the Word. Do I believe we should know the Word? Absolutely. But I don't believe you should know the Word so that you can just get more knowledge. Okay? Oh, you need to know the Word. You can fight the devil better. I don't believe you should know the Word just so you can fight the devil better. Listen, your prayer life. Well, you need to know the Word and you need to pray because prayer is important. You need to be able to talk to God and communicate with God. I don't believe you talking to God. It's the number one reason you're here on this planet. Okay? I know I'm crazy here, right? Obeying God's commands. Being moral and doing the right thing. See, I don't believe that's discipleship. I don't believe that it is part of discipleship, but I don't believe that's the main thing. I believe I love God. Come on. I believe I love God. I believe I get knowledge of His Word. I believe I pray. I believe I'm obedient to His commands and I'm moral for one reason. To help me fulfill God's purpose in my life. And here's His purpose. Here it is. To love and reach people. You understand? Don't ever put, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you do what you want to do. But the Word, I need to have the Word. I need to read the Word. I need to pray. I need to talk to God. I need to keep His commands. Don't put it, I need to witness, as number four or five. That is what you're about. That's the overriding reason you're alive. You hear me or not? Did I lose you? Okay? That is the reason you're still here on this planet. Did you know if you're a Christian today, the Bible says you're already seated in the heavenlies. Did it say that in the Bible? Somebody raise your hand and say, yeah, it said that, Pastor. It did. Yeah. Okay. Does it say your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Sure it does. You're signed and you're sealed. Does it say you're sealed by the Holy Spirit? It does say that. Sure it does. You might not know it's all in the Bible. It's all there, guys. Okay? Listen. Hang in here with me. So wait a minute. It's like I'm already there, then why am I here? It's like I'm already there, so why am I here? To reach people who ain't already there. They're here. You understand? That is the purpose of us being a disciple. Jesus said to the guys along the shore, follow me, and I'll make you what? Fishers of men. So if I follow Jesus, stay with me now. If I follow Jesus, and I'm following Jesus, it's a given. I'm going to be doing what? Reaching people. Did you hear me? Okay, good, good. I might have lost some of you. Let's keep looking at this thought. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Hey, we do have a nursery and something for kids if it gets a little okay, because I got a kid, like I got a mind like a four-year-old myself. So we'll start having a conversation, he and I. Amen. But we love the young ones. But we have an awesome program, so if it gets a little... There you go. Here we go. Help me now, guys. This is what we're doing. What is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Then, and Jesus followed up by saying, and the second's like it, love your neighbor as what? Yourself. That's what it's all about. Did you see that? I'm to love God, and I'm to love who? People. Yeah, people. That's the purpose. Keep watching. I thought the purpose, Pastor, was for me to go to a Bible study so I can make me friends and I can get stronger in my own faith and I can have me some friends to go out to eat with. And you know what? I love all that. That's awesome. But I hope that the Bible study, I hope the purpose of that is so that you can actually get stronger in your faith so that you can share your faith with others so that you can reach other people for Christ. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Hope Jesus didn't save you just to make you comfortable now. Okay, you're saved now. Now you can get some friends, and y'all can just go be comfortable together. You mean we're raising millions of dollars to just make us all comfortable? Is that what we're doing here? No, sir. No, sir, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. I want you to be uncomfortable. I want you to step in places that aren't easy for you. Here's a thought that hit me this week. It's as goofy as a day is long. I spoke at the high school Friday morning to about 50 students at an event that I can do. It's called Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's before school. It's legal in America. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I speak to them. Here's the thing that's goofy, I told them. I said, it is goofy to think that Jesus came from Nazareth, comes down to the Sea of Galilee. These jokers don't even know him. And he goes, follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. And they go, yes, sir, we will follow you. We will leave our nets. We will just follow you. These are fishermen. Fishermen I know. They're hard-headed. They're meaner than a snake. They're very independent. Are they or not, guys? Any fishermen in the building? Absolutely. You know what I believe? I don't know a thing about Jesus from age 12 to age 30. Age 12 to age 30. Last thing I saw, he was talking to the folks there in the temple, the religious folks, and he was confounding when he was a little boy. We don't hear a thing about him till he's 30. Here's what I believe. I believe he lived in Nazareth. It's on a hill between two mountains in the Sea of Galilee. It's way down here. I believe Jesus spent a lot of time around that lake. I believe he spent a lot of time around that lake. I believe he spent a lot of time loving on people. Just like you do in Inglewood and I do in Inglewood. And I believe they got to see him. I believe they got to see the other religious rabbis and the phonies. I believe Jesus knew a lot of these folks. This is Gary talking. And I believe when he's about 30, he's talking to them. He sees them. Perhaps they know him a little bit. I don't know. Or they know of him. They know of him. They know of him. And Jesus said, you know, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go to some of these other towns. How about some of you guys coming with me? We're going to go catch us some men for my Father. Y'all listening? To me, that makes a lot more sense. Are you hearing me? Jesus has called us to be His follower. If we're going to follow Him, we must let that be the paramount thing in our life. We're here to love and reach people. I know this is a long time. I've been hammering this today for several minutes. But are you hearing me today? Okay, I just want you to get it. 1 John says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Now watch it. He that loves not knows not who? God. For God, anybody ever met a mean Christian who didn't love people? Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Well, I'll put both of them. Oh, but I'm a Christian. I love God. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you're mean to folk and you treat people like trash, or you judge them, or you stand in judgment over them, you talk about them and you gossip about them at your Bible study, you do not love God. Quote me. Put my name right there. Did you hear me today? Yes or no? That's not our calling. Can you see Jesus doing that? Say. Come on, boy. Let's get together. We got the Bible study so we can talk about how ugly them other Christians are. It's the dumbest thing on the planet. We get together because we want to get together to learn and grow and study so we can learn how we can go out there and reach more people and serve Him and love Him. And you know, you see what I'm saying? Alrighty, here we go. And this was manifested the love of God toward us because God sent His only begotten Son, it means the only one He had, into the world that we might live through Him. Here in His love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. He sent His Son to be the propitiation and sacrifice of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we what? To love one another. That's the purpose of being a disciple. We love Him because He what? That's a good principle. If we want people to love Jesus and love who we love, don't you think that we need to love them? Say, sure. If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a what? So see, I wasn't the first one that said that. For he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he ain't even seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his what? Loves his brother also. I know that was a long thing for you today. But did you get that? It's really important that we understand what a disciple is. What is a disciple? A disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't have 9 missions. He had 1. To seek and to save that which was lost. So if I'm following Jesus, and He was all about people, then Gary Clark must be all about people. Got it? Good! Sounds good to me. As a follower of Jesus, I must realize, though, that I am what? I'm flawed. I miss the mark of God's perfection. That's me. But when I pursue perfection, Jesus Christ, I can catch what? That's the cool thing here. You're not perfect. No, I ain't perfect. But I know one thing. As I follow the leader, because he's worthy of being followed, when I follow the leader, I know I sure am better than I would be if I wasn't following the leader. I know I'm a better man. I'm a better believer. I'm a better person. I'm a better soldier for Him. Amen? Come on. I'm going to practice following the leader so I can reach people. That's what I want to do. Jesus Christ, today's message, I'm going to take this thought. Now, we've talked about being a disciple. What is being a disciple today? And I'm sorry if I've wore you out, but it's just important to me. Okay? Now, this thought. The humility of Jesus. The humility of Jesus. And here's what I mean by that. Jesus Christ, say this with me, was this. Ethical. Say that word with me. Ethical. Again. Ethical. Again. Ethical. Now, He was God. Keep going, Raj. I'm getting ahead of myself. Jesus was human, but was Joseph His biological daddy? Mm-mm. God was His Father. So Jesus was human, and He was also what? God at the same time. But look at this. You want to see how Jesus humbled Himself, yet He still did what? Now, I'm going to just be straight up with you. Straight up with you. If my mama, Ann, is Annie Lot Reynolds Clark. Riley was got married again, but Annie Lot Reynolds Clark, that's my mama. Now, if my daddy was the Holy Spirit of the living God, I'm going to tell you right now, from what I know right now, I'd be zapping people. I'm just telling you me. I just know me. And Pete, I know last night, I don't care what you say, last night you would have changed the outcome of that ball game. I had to bring it up. I was waiting for the opportune time. Anyway, I'm sorry about his message. Now, he listened to me the rest of the morning. He's done. He's done. He's done right now. Anyway, the point is that can you imagine he was born of Mary, but his father is God, yet he humbled himself and he played by the rules of a human, the human rules, even death. He humbled himself. He was made in the likeness of man. He became obedient unto what? Even the death of the cross. That is crazy. I want you to carry that idea a little forth. That's why I mentioned Him coming from Nazareth, spending time around the water. I believe people got to see Jesus. I believe people got to know Jesus. Before they ever became His follower, I believe they heard about Him. I believe they saw Him. I know people see me in this town. They see you. We all have a somebody who's seeing us. Somebody who's... We should. We should be out there. Somebody should be knowing something about us. Amen? Come on. What are we saying? What's the message of our life? If we're a follower of Christ, our message should be what His message was. That He loved people. You got it? Yes or no? If we're going to love those people, we need to follow the leader. Jesus was humble. He was ethical. As a follower of Jesus Christ, I need to humble myself and what? For the sake of who? Others. Do you see what I'm talking about? Listen to me. Hang back here with me. Okay, I'm a disciple and I learned the Ten Commandments. And I know the Ten Commandments. I've taught a lot of people the Ten Commandments. But just you knowing the Ten Commandments... Okay, now I'm a disciple because I'm doing good and I'm living good and I'm being a good disciple. Well, guys, listen, it was never about you just playing by the rules for you. You're playing by the rules for who? For others. You're playing by the rules for others. Keep following me. I'm losing some of you. He was ethical. What is ethics? He played by the rules. I should play by the rules. If his mission was to reach people, he played by the rules, and he influenced people because of the power of his testimony, that I need to follow Jesus, have as my mission reaching people, play by the rules so that my influence can be a positive one to other people. You understand? Ethics. What is it? It's living in accordance with the principles of what? Right and wrong. It is, say it with me, doing the what? Right thing. It's doing the right thing. It is walking with what? Jesus did the right thing. He walked with integrity. And I believe when He would call someone to follow Him, a lot of them jumped at the chance to be with Him. You understand? I'm just crazy enough to believe that if we live for God, we love people, we love God and love people, you can't just build a building and people come. You can't just build a building and people come to church. Oh, it's a beautiful building. People are just going to come. People are going to come. People are not going to come if we're not doing right and loving them. You understand? Say. See, He did it because, yeah, He was human. He was God, but He humbled Himself so much in that part of His life. He played by the rules, and that was attractive to other people. Keep looking. Ethical character communicates a what? Powerful message to who? Say that one more time with me, guys. Don't go to sleep on me. Ethical character communicates a what? To others. Keep looking. Now, I want to look at our culture for a moment. Now, I know, Raj, we're dragging bad, brother. He's looking at me with, oh, my gosh. We're not going to try to keep it too long. I want you to look at our culture. We're talking about ethics. If we do the right thing, because people deserve us to do the right thing. You understand? Don't you see how big a deal that would be in our culture? A recent survey of 25,000 students from 70 high schools found that 95% participated in some form of what? So 95% of these high school students from 70 different schools are cheaters. How about somebody who doesn't cheat? Wouldn't that might not that stand out a little bit? Say, you see the point? Let's do another one. A recent survey among Americans found that 76% believe that morals are getting worse in this country. Yes, they are. How about believers in Christ who show forth a life that is a good life and an honest life and a moral life? You think that might stand out in this culture we live in today? Yes or no? That's my point. Keep looking. A recent large-scale survey of managers, CFOs, and CEOs found that 76% admit to sacrificing long-term values for short-term earnings. You think people that are in it for the long haul? I don't want to be ugly or negative. We've had people leave the church just because it takes so long to build a building. And that's honest to God truth. That's the honest to God. Lots of them. I'm glad there's some companies in America and places around our world that people took time and they're still around today. You hearing me? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. That's the age we live in, guys. Don't sacrifice some long-term goals and values for some short-term earnings. A recent survey of people around the world asking, what is the world's biggest problem? The number one answer. Guess what it was? How many would say that? Did you know what? They've been running this survey for years. And before, it was the environment and poverty. Corruption never made number one. But in this last survey they did, I don't know how many years they do it, how many they wait, a few years probably, now corruption has now passed them all. Do you think as believers who love Jesus and love people, but we're walking with honor and integrity, do you think that might shine as a bright light in our world? That's the point of today's message. Ethics, morals, and character equal culture. Say that with me. Ethics, moral, and character equal culture. You know what kind of culture I'd like to have at Fellowship Church? I'd like to have our culture here at Fellowship Church where we love Jesus and we love people. And we're willing to be honest and ethical and moral people. Not perfect, but followers of perfection, so we're excellent. And that can be the reputation that we have. You understand? That's a good thing, wouldn't you say? Say, oh, it could praise the Lord with me. We ought to make some noise somewhere. It's a good thing, man. That's following Jesus. Now, our commitment to Jesus Christ is essential for us being His disciple. Our commitment to Jesus Christ to say, I believe in You, Jesus. I believe that You rose from the dead. I don't believe in any other way. I believe in You, and that is that I believe You died on the cross, rose from the dead. I believe I'm a sinner. I'm trusting in You and nobody else. I commit my life to You, Lord. That's essential for you being a disciple. That's essential. But don't you look at this next statement. Our character is essential if others are going to become His disciples. Did you hear me? Our character is essential if others in our community are going to become His disciples. That's why I read my Bible. That's why I pray. That's why, Lord, I've screwed up here. I need help. And I need Your help in my walk. So I can be a better what? Follower of Jesus. So that when others see Gary, they'll see me loving them. They'll see me somebody that's worthy of also getting beside and walking with. Did you hear me? Amen? Okay. Following Jesus and people who are ethical character are going to shine as bright lights in a dark place. We said that several times this morning. And Raj, we're going to finish fast, okay? I've got several stories that I laid out for you. I might just tell the story briefly. You can go back online and look at it. But I'm not going to take forever. I think we've made the case. I didn't want to break it up into two messages. And so we're just going to finish it. But I want you to help me, Raj. You're going to have to really work hard because it means you've got to be looking down the screen a little bit. But let's talk about the ethics of Jesus now. Are y'all with me? I want you to see it in several stories in the Bible that you know. Here we go. Number one, we're talking about ethical behavior. We're talking about following Jesus. We're talking about being His disciple. We're talking about character and doing the right thing for the sake of others. Number one, would you say that number one with me? Sincerity was a must for Jesus. Sincerity was a must. He did not do ministry for a show. And the Scripture, He can tell you, it's Luke 4:16. Check out Luke 4 sometime. Bottom line, He comes back to His hometown. He's been doing some ministry around the little towns with the disciples. Now He comes back home. He goes to the synagogue. And He knows, because He's Jesus, what they're thinking. And you know what they wanted Him to do? A show. They wanted Him to do some miracles here. They want Him to put on a little show. And Jesus rebuked them. And said, there's not any miracles going to happen here. Okay? That's not what I'm about. That's just your evil heart wanting to see me put on a show. And they hated His guts for it. They led Him out of town, took Him to the top of a hill, tried to kill Him. And He slipped away from them. Remember? Number one, sincerity, ethics, the ethics of Jesus. Sincerity was a must for Him. He didn't do ministry for a show. Guys, what we're doing here is not for a show. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay? I want to do a good job. I'll jump. I'll scream. I'll shout. I'll do whatever. Okay? To get your attention. But we're not to impress you with me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay, I want you to be a follower of Jesus and reach people for Christ. Did you hear me today? Sincerity. That needs to be you. Be sincere. Be sincere. Another great word for that is real. Can you just be real? Say. That's it. Second thing about Jesus' character. Look at it. Number two. Honesty was a must. Say that with me. Honesty was a must. What was number one? Sincerity was a must. Second one, honesty was a must. Now watch this. Jesus did not tolerate the taking advantage of people financially in the name of religion. And He stood against those who did it. Did you know that? Boy, you wouldn't think that if you turn on Christian TV. You listening, yes or no? Bunch of bull, a lot of it. You can quote me on that too. It's crazy. Not anywhere lined up with the Bible. It's fleecing. Okay? Honesty must be a must for us. And we stand against, and I'll say it loud like I just said it then, people that take advantage of people for religion. It's horrible. I believe I'm talented enough to make a living another way if I wanted to. I just want to tell you that right now. I believe I could go do something else and make me a living and just do fine. So I don't need to take advantage of people to do what we're doing. We can do it right. Amen? Did you hear me? So honesty is a must. But that's a must in your life. If you have a business and you're a crook, I pray you fail. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on! People matter too much. Number three, the truth of God's Word for Jesus was a what? Oh, by the way, what was the story? The story was He went to the temple, flipped over the tables. Remember, they were the Pharisees, Okay, they were exchanging money, making money off the poor people. Are you kidding me? He ripped that stuff apart. Are you kidding me? That was Jesus. Number three, truth of God's Word was a must. He openly denounced and confronted, watch this part, hypocritical religious leaders for twisting and perverting God's Word. The truth of God's Word was a must for Jesus. People that twisted it to make it say what they wanted it to say, He absolutely came against them like white on rice. And you can read about it in Matthew 23. Okay? Now, I want to pop this other statement up. Roger, was a statement done. Never before in human history. Okay? Never in written history. You can try to look other, down through the ages of Christianity. Never in written history was a group of religious hypocrites so soundly and severely rebuked as what Jesus did to the Pharisees in the temple. You kidding me? Incredible. This was His character. Are you seeing His character? I'm to follow Him. I'm to have this kind of character. I think sometimes I say something about people who are frauds, they're not teaching the truth. I did in the first service this morning. People look at me funny like, oh, you need to be nice. If they're perverting the God's Word, why shouldn't I call it out? Good grief. That's wrong. Okay, keep going. Number four, ethics of Jesus. Compassion for who? Was a what? Look at it. He was willing to risk His life for His friends and even who? Sinners. The one story is Lazarus had died. The disciples said, you can't go there to Bethany. That's right outside Jerusalem. Last time we were there, they were trying to kill you. He said, our friend needs us. Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And I'm going, boys. And He put His life in danger and at risk by doing that. And absolutely right after He did that, the Pharisees got together and said, we've got to kill this man. This is crazy. We're going to lose everything. We're going to lose our position. We're going to lose everything if we don't kill Him. See? People mattered to Jesus. How about this situation? The other story we put in this one was, I think, from Luke. And that was the woman who was caught in adultery in the very act. What did Jesus say? They came to Him and said, hey, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. What did Jesus say? He is down on the sand. He wrote something. He said, you without sin cast the first what? My opinion is this, is that Jesus was standing right next to her. And I think Jesus was saying, you without sin, kill us. He risked His life for people. He loved people. He loved sinners. Did you see that or not? That's Jesus. That's His character. Keep looking. Number five, God's purpose was a must. This is His ethical character. Jesus kept His focus on God's purpose and plan for His life. Say that last part with me. No matter what. How hard it got. You ever heard somebody quit church because, well, this happened? Say, I quit following God. I'm not in church anymore because this happened. Or I got this disappointment. Or this happened. Well, that's not the character of Jesus. When things get hard, when people disappoint you, listen to me. When things get hard, when people disappoint you, keep doing the right thing. It's not easy. It's the right thing. See, you're not a follower if this happens or this happens and you just aren't going to follow anymore. Amen? He's hollering like I'm hollering. Come on. Here we go. Hello. Now you got to hush, son. Okay. Help him, Mama. Grandma. Help us there. Here we go. Humility was a must. Here's the last one. By the way, that last one was, he knew he was going to be crucified. And in the end, he said, guys, we're going back to Jerusalem because the Son of Man is going to be spit upon. He's going to be mocked. He's going to be crucified. But that's where I'm going, even though it's hard. Amen? Number six, last one, humility was a must. Jesus humbled Himself and even submitted Himself to who? To do what to Him? Can you believe that? That was the character of Jesus. When I'm saying He played by the rules, guys, I'm saying He played by the rules. Peter was ready to go in the garden. took that sword out, wham, cut off Malchus' ear. Remember? What did Jesus do? That's right. Put your sword back. Took the man's ear and put it back on his head. Now, that would have been something. Don't understand all that, except I saw it just in the Scripture. It happened, man. Amen? Here's the point. What did Jesus do after that? Judas came, kissed him. He submitted himself to go with those authorities. Wow. Were they the authorities of the day, yes or no? Sure they were. And you know what he did? He was obedient to that. I don't know where being a follower of Christ is going to lead you and me. Amen? But come on, let's just follow Him and let's have humility all the way, no matter how hard it gets. You listening? Okay. A couple of stories on that. And Raj, we're done, buddy. Sorry. We had to fly. My bad. Here's the end of the message. Last thing. Would you say this with me? And we're done this morning. Character mattered to Jesus because God and people. Well, look at that. Can we say that again? Character mattered to because... And I know I'm going to get on your nerves one last time. Character mattered to because... Did you get it? Being a disciple is being ethical. Amen? Are you perfect? Am I perfect? No. But how about if we dedicate our heart to doing the right thing and making the best decision? Do you think we'll do a whole lot better than if we didn't? You chase perfection, you can catch what? Excellence. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good word for our heart.